This is Upstate's HealthLink on air, Linda Cohen along with you. With more and more Americans living into their senior years, the demand for emergency care tailored to their needs is growing. In our continuing segment, What's Your Emergency?, Dr. Derek Cooney, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine, and Dr. James Ciaccio, the Director of Geriatric Emergency Medicine, both from Upstate Medical University, are here to fill us in on this growing trend and what's happening right here in Central New York. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in. Dr. Ciaccio, let me start with you. So what is this new trend, this new way of thinking about our senior population and what might be their unique or special needs for emergency care?
Well, thank you for having me. But this goes back to the Social Security concept. Social Security was developed in the 30s when they expected people to live to 67. Now we have the whole baby boomer population expecting to live until their 80s, even their 90s. And this is a population that want to be active, are active, and want to have a good quality of life. To do that, since many of them have chronic illnesses, we need to address the specific aspects of the senior population so they can continue to hike and golf and keep active.
Is this happening all throughout the country? Or tell us about this program.
The concept of a geriatric emergency unit, especially for the senior population, began about 2006 with a Sentinel article. They started popping up, and we will be the first in the whole upstate New York region to have a unit specifically dedicated to the senior population.
Dr. Cooney, where is this going to be located, and how will it impact on the other emergency services that are made available through Upstate Medical University?
Well, this is going to be over at the Community General Campus, at the Upstate Community General Campus, and it's going to be located adjacent to the current emergency department. Obviously, it's not going to replace the emergency services over there. It's going to be a specialty area with special services. In addition to a lot of attention that's been shown nationally, though, I think locally we've got a very strong presence here at Upstate, and a myriad of different physicians have been collaborating with Dr. Ciaccio to develop a very strong clinical network for these individuals, and the emergency care piece is, the final building block in this great program we have here.
You mean a program that's going to address the needs of seniors in general? Is that what you're saying, not just in an emergency circumstance, Dr. Ciaccio?
Absolutely. Dr. Sharon Bragman is a star in geriatrics nationally, and she's mentored me in the development of this, and I think this is what Dr. Cooney was referring to, a whole geriatric service that we have at Upstate Medical University.
So how will this... Now, you call it GEM care, G-E-M, is that what it's been termed?
Yes, one of our nurses came up with that name, and I think it's a fabulous name. It's part an acronym, part a full word. GEM stands for Geriatric Emergency Medicine, and of course, taking care of that population. But we call it GEM care, the senior ED, because our focus is to the active, independent seniors. So we like to phrase it that way.
So to get away from that geriatric term, I guess,
that's right.
Then nobody wants to consider themselves as I approach that age. I can totally relate. So what's interesting to me, though, is that you're talking about this, the needs of this population, which are quite unique or different, really probably first in history to be as active and as vital. So how will this program that you're offering, this besides the actual physical plant. Well, wait, let me just actually start. What is the physical plant going to look like, and how will it be different than a standard emergency
room? The physical plan is fascinating. Many of the senior population have some mild dementia, yet they live at home. They still garden. They cook. They do things. And when we put them in a traditional chaotic emergency departments, they start to get a little bit more confused. They start to get a little more agitated. We have to sedate them. They end up being in the hospital. Then they have to go to rehab, and it starts the whole downward spiral. In our new GEM care, it's going to be quiet. It's going to have thicker mattresses. We'll have more presence of volunteers circulating almost like flight attendants who will be occupying these people. The beepers won't be going off. We'll have natural lighting. We have a big, huge window, plus the regular lights will be full-spectrum lights that dim in the evening. It will have pleasing geriatric colors.
That's an interesting concept. I wonder what that is.
They are the earth tones.
Earth tones. Okay.
I think they're just pleasing tones. I don't know if they're specific to seniors, but that's interesting.
Development manager, I'm not sure his full title, actually came up with a palette, and his article showed the colors for the pediatric population, the teen population, the adult population, and the geriatric population.
That's very interesting. As someone who paints, I'd be very interested in seeing those palettes and trying to understand exactly how they impact on your health. It would be very interesting. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and I'm here with Drs. Derek Cooney and James Chacho, and we're talking about this new program that's developing called GEM Care for Senior Population, right? Which is a geriatric emergency room or emergency room that's tailored to the needs of the senior population, right?
That's correct.
So will there be also like different size clocks, for example, that kind of thing, more private spaces?
Ideally, we'd like private spaces. We had to compromise a little bit to be able to develop the space. We're going to have sound-absorbing curtains and rungs that are very quiet when we move them. We'll have larger clocks. We'll hope to have some temporary use hearing aids, glasses if you forgot your glasses, things to occupy you. Volunteers are developing a whole cart that will go to each bed and say, is there anything we can offer you? Books and things to keep people occupied rather than just sitting in a bed waiting, as people often do in an emergency room. But more important than the physical plan, it's the services we're going to offer, the whole different approach.
So let me interrupt you for one moment and ask you to explain. Give me an example of someone who might end up in this space and what would happen to them. Can you give me kind of a typical,
Absolutely. I referred earlier to the person with mild dementia who still functions, gardens, cooks a little bit. Typically in the past, when this person developed pneumonia, they came into the hospital, we admitted them. But we know that there are huge risks of hospitalization, including the cost of hospitalization. So when they come into this GEM care, we will immediately get a social service consult. If they're on five or more medications, they will get a pharmacy consult to look for drug interactions, adverse reactions. We will treat their pneumonia, if that's what they're there for, or a urinary tract infection. And rather than admit them to the hospital, we will coordinate with the outpatient services, the home health aides, the visiting nurses, and plan on discharging this patient while also coordinating with their primary care physician and be able to hand this patient an appointment with their doctor. So when they leave, they know they'll be checked in 2 or 3 days.
So the concept here really is to avoid hospitalization out of an emergency room, avoid agitating or creating more problems for that patient who has been functioning in their own environment quite well. But when some kind of incident occurs that forces them to come to an emergency room, you're really trying to make it so that seamlessly they can return potentially
to
their own environment.
We know that when you place somebody in the hospital who has a chronic condition, they suffer a functional decline, they go home weaker and less active. And if we can prevent that, we're doing them a wonderful favor.
Dr. Cooney, what kind of specialized training goes into this kind of thing? I mean, you're an emergency room physician. Obviously, you've been trained to deal with the general population. What type of specific training would be part of this whole process?
Well, familiarity with common geriatric complaints and also how their physiology varies. Because just like we have pediatric emergency physicians, there's a whole new move towards physicians not only in the outpatient setting who previously studied gerontology and focused on the senior population in family medicine, internal medicine, and other specialties. But now there's a growing number of emergency physicians like Dr. Chacho who are starting to focus in on this. And we are starting to provide better training to our residents, and we're hoping that this experience will also lead to a much better understanding of how to care for elderly adults, or seniors rather, in the emergency setting, which previously emergency physicians were not terribly good at because we addressed them as adults, but
kind
not
of one
for
size
seniors.
Fits all.
Correct. And they have all kinds of different medications that blunt their response to illness. So even detecting serious illness is much more difficult. And that's why I think this is going to be a huge change and huge benefit to our seniors when they come with an emergency complaint.
It sounds like it to me. Dr. Chacha, what happens in terms of the training of other staff? In other words, will the additional ancillary staff in your setting also have specialized training?
Absolutely. Our whole nursing staff is going through something called the niche training for nurses. Can't remember what it all exactly means.
Right.
But it's advanced geriatric training for nurses.
So that they get...
To prepare them for working in the geriatric emergency units.
Will the stays be shorter? In other words, is the goal also to bring people in and out more rapidly? Or because of the fact that they need more in-depth care, maybe they would be there longer?
Actually, in order to hopefully avoid a hospitalization, we expect they will spend a little more time in our GEM care rather than they would have in the traditional emergency department so that we can get those consultation services, social worker, case manager, maybe physical therapy, pharmacy consults, so that when we send these people home, we know we're doing it safely.
So it sounds to me like one of the crucial aspects of this is an interconnectedness with the community at large.
Absolutely.
That you can't function really in isolation. There
Absolutely.
Needs to be that follow-up. How do you then follow up, either of you, how do you follow up in terms of any kind of, or what's the follow-up in terms of working with that primary care physician or the gerontologist, for example?
We expect to contact the primary care physician or at least the office. Or even some of the subspecialists when the patient is there so that when we discharge them, we've coordinated care.
Well, I can just say, as a person who's nearing that time in life, this sounds very, very exciting. And it makes me feel that medicine is moving in the right direction in terms of addressing the needs, this idea that an older adult is just not an old person, but has different unique needs. So I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing all that great information with us. My guests have been Dr. Derek Cooney and Dr. James Chacho of Upstate Medical University. This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, and I'm Linda Cohen.